Welcome to Season 2, Episode 3, Penrose Park, Penrose Square, Penrose Square Park. Bienvenidos. I am just here, basking in the final evening light on a Sunday, and I wanted to share my favorite parque con ustedes. Con tú? No sé, no parlo español. No parlo. No parle español. No. Anyway, I do know how to say it. It's just not coming to me. Anyway, enjoy the show. I'm sitting in my favorite park, and it's not perfect right now. It's a park called Penrose Square, and it is connected to Penrose Square apartment buildings, and it is at South Arlington off of Columbia Pike, and it usually is my own little piece of Paris because it has no gardens or anything. I would say one third of the park is made up of crushed red stone, crushed red brick, and reminds me of a Parisian park. And usually when we're not in containment and quarantine, there are a couple dozen round green powder coated cafe tables and green powder coated chairs, and they're out and about for people to use. And there's also Starbucks nearby and a Giant nearby, and the every single light pole has two AC plugs. And in the summer, when there's not quarantine, the white stone tiled ground that makes up two-thirds of the park, about a third of the park total, is one of those children-friendly cascading fountains where the water comes out of the floor, out of the ground, and kids can play through it. And local kindergartens and pre-Ks and local kindergartens and young kid world, four, five, six-year-olds, are taken here in very adorable choo-choo trains of little kids holding hands, being led by their teachers or minders or caretakers or their guardians, and they take them here and let them play about in their little swimming outfits in the water as a recess. And so, like I said, one third, maybe 40% of the park is this crushed red brick ground with cafe tables. The other half is a place where kids can hang out and play in the water, and their parents and their caretakers can take them. And then there's these built-in wooden benches that are still here well after the first day of quarantine when all the powder-coated green cafe tables were secured to disallow us and require us to social distance. But that doesn't change the fact that the built-in bleached, sun-bleached gray wooden benches are still here and still available for us to use. And I use them. I come out here to sunbathe because I come out here to sunbathe in my clothing, t-shirt and shorts, with my running shoes. I come here to get my vitamin D from the sun and to listen to birds and to feed sparrows and to eat my lunch and to people watch and to say hello to all the people who used to hang out in Starbucks but really have nowhere to go and might be homeless, might be just bored, might be unemployed. I'll oftentimes come here with either my little Paperwhite Kindle or my large Kindle DX and read and read and read in the sunlight and listen to podcasts. Right now, I don't know flowers very well, but my ex-girlfriend Stephanie Austin loved flora. I'm more of a flora guy, and she loved flowers, and she would always ask me what flowers were, but I have a terrible memory for flowers, so I would just call all blue flowers bluebells, and so I'm currently surrounded by yellow bells, and no, they're not in the shape of bells at all. I'm pretty tan now, so it's been working. Everybody does social distance here. I can see from my perch right now, it is 1848, it's 6:48, and I'm sitting here enjoying the last vestiges of light. And I can see the CVS at 9 o'clock, and I can see the Burritos Bros at 8 o'clock from me. I can see K1 Beer and Wine at 7 o'clock. I can see Celtic House at my 6 o'clock. I can see Starbucks at my 4 o'clock. I can see Mancini de Paris at my 3 o'clock. I can see Haircuttery at my 2 o'clock. And I can see a closed Josephine's in Italian kitchen at my 12 noon. But it's an oasis, and it's so funny because my previous podcasts, season 2 episode 1 and season 2 episode 2, were done in a lovely little park where there's grass everywhere and people are playing. But for whatever reason, I find this urban plaza, I would say it's a plaza more than a park, a piazza, makes me happy. There's a sign here that says, "Bienvenidos, disfruta de la vista y el sonido del agua. Si juegas en los rociadores, por tu seguridad y la seguridad de los demás, por favor recuerda. Precaución, evita beber agua de los rociadores. Se requiere la supervisión de adultos. No está permitido correr o jugar brescamente para reducir el riesgo de caídas. No están permitidas las bicicletas, las patinetas o los patines en línea." I guess that must mean inline skates. interactúa con los rociadores solo si no has tenido diarrea en las últimas 2 semanas. You're not allowed to have diarrhea in the last 2 weeks. Los niños en edad de usar pañales deben usar pañales de natación. No están permitidos los alimentos, las bebidas ni los envases de vidrio. No está permitido el ingreso de mascotas a los rociadores. No están permitidas las bebidas alcohólicas en el parque. Policía del Condado de Arlington, asistencia no urgente, 703-558-2222. Anyway, I don't know if that made any sense. I don't have very good comprehension of Spanish. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed this random share. I'll talk to you soon. Gracias. Muchas gracias. Ciao. Thank you for listening to Season 2, Episode 3 of ChrisCast. So happy to have you here. So happy to have had you, and sorry to put you through the bad Spanish that I sort of can read but can't understand. No comprendo. No comprendo. Sí. I knew it. Anyway, tschüss, ciao, gracias, adiós, hasta luego, hasta mañana.